Gail, thank you so much for hanging out with iHeartRadio Canada. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you very much. So the song that's stuck in everyone's head right now, ABCDEFU, it has just blown up. Tell us about how it feels to have the most streamed song in the world right now. It's just insane.
Well, when you put it like that, I mean, it feels, I mean, it's awesome. It's so exciting to just have a song that I literally like wrote with my friends and now people know it. And like, it's so crazy. And like, also the fact that it's like playing in places that I've never been to before is just so like astounding to me.
Yeah, so you've already had an amazing start to 2022. We're only a few days in. You made your talk show TV debut on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. How was that?
It was absolutely incredible. It genuinely, like, I can't stress enough how it literally is like a dream come true. I pretended to be on that couch and like singing on that show for genuinely years. So the fact that that actually happened is amazing. Like, it's so
It was so
mind-blowing.
cool.
Thank you very
Yeah.
much.
Great to see you kind of talking about some of the positives from the world of TikTok, and one of them being your success story. We hear
Yes.
about quite a lot of negatives in the press about TikTok and how it can be kind of a bit of a toxic place. But from your story and from what you've done, you've kind of made the most of a toxic past maybe and taken it to a positive place, which is amazing.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it's there's definitely like there's ups and downsides, I think, to every social media platform. And the thing with TikTok is like they have with just as much love as this app can give you, it can also give you just as much and even more hate, and so it can be like a scary place to like be and like put yourself out there because you have the opportunity to for love or for hate or even like the in between. But most of the time, one thing I love about TikTok is it's very extreme. Like, I feel like that's an app you can say anything on. And depending on which like algorithm or somebody's for you page you hit, it's either like the perfect thing to say or like the absolute worst thing to say,
For sure. Who's the last person you followed on TikTok?
Oh my gosh. I don't think I've followed anybody on TikTok in a minute. I'm trying to think. No, honestly, I haven't like followed a bunch of people. I should though. I just kind of let whatever pops up on my For You page like
I was going to
slide,
ask, what pops up on your For You page? Is it just your song? Just people doing covers of your song? And like, I see sign language. People are doing sign language to it as well, right?
Able, yeah. Let's see. There's a baby just dancing, doing its thing, just vibing.
Ah.
Oh yeah, she going. I'm trying to think. So a lot of live streams pop up. Yeah, a lot of like music stuff. Actually, it's not a lot of like my music. Like there's some popping up. There's one time like I was going to bed and I was on TikTok and it was like 3 a.m. and I was literally just like scrolling, about to go to bed, and I literally saw me. Like it was one of those things where I was on stage. I was talking about ABC, I was talking about the story and like the relationship that made me want to write ABC. And like it was just me on stage talking. And then also I say like I'm getting used to talking to people over Zoom and on stage, especially like not being on stage and touring for a year and a half. And everybody kept making fun of the fact that I said like in every other word. Because I'm just like talking like this, like, and they're like, if I had a sh and I was like, that's enough TikTok for today. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to bed.
Yeah, we actually have a count. So far, you said it in this interview 47 times.
Oh,
So just
47?
to
I
keep
thought it
you up
was
there. Yeah.
50. Oh, okay, cool.
You're getting there.
Yeah.
One of the things I want to talk about is the song itself and the message behind it. Obviously, it was kind of about an ex. And, long story short, you don't like them so much. And
Nope,
it's kind
long
of
story
a.
short, I got pissed off.
Yeah, so no Christmas presents from them, any of them in the song, even the dog.
No, unfortunately not. I haven't heard much from them. I'm not necessarily their favorite person right now. Honestly, step like from day one with this song was I truly wanted to be able to maybe possibly give people an open space to be angry. And not that other songs like don't do that. It's just that I ran away from my anger for a really long time because I thought it made me a better person or a happier person. But running away from it is what made me like more bitter in the long run. And I guess if I had somebody around that just like gave me permission to be angry. Like that was like, it's okay. Like you can hold people accountable for their actions and you can be angry and that doesn't make you a bad person. And also like, I think with this person specifically, like they've been through a lot in their lives, you know, like their life wasn't necessarily like the easiest. And so I felt like the last thing they needed was for me to be mad at them when like other people in their lives haven't treated them in the best ways possible. But it also like, just because bad things have happened to somebody in their life, it doesn't give them the right to be an asshole. You know, I also had very low standards. Like I still do, honestly, I'm being completely honest, have low standards and I'm trying to like get better, but like I genuinely can get below the bare minimum and I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. You're so nice. And so I think because I like wasn't allowing myself to get angry and because I had such like low standards and I kept getting treated like shit over and over again, and I kept repressing it, when I finally let myself be angry, it came out in such an extreme way of like, fuck you and your mom and your sister and your job and your car and your art. And just like the list just kept going.
It comes so much deeper when you just speak it rather than sing it.
Yeah. When there's not a melody to it, it can be pretty harsh.
I love it. I love it. We're very nice in Canada. I've only been here for 2 years, but the first thing I noticed, and they do live up to the stereotype, everyone in Canada is just overly nice. Their favorite word is sorry. They just apologize for everything. I was wondering, could we take the song ABC and make it a bit more Canadian?
Oh, for sure. Actually, I've seen people rewrite ABC into being nicer. Well, there's one that's like, H-I-J-K, have a good day. Everything's going to be okay. Like that was, and it's cute. Like that was cute. One was like a love song that's like, F it, I love you. That was the last thing I ever expected, was people to like make like their own twists on it. And I think it's really cool.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming up. I know that you've got a new song coming out. Is there more of a lovey vibe about to come with the next one, or are we still going at it?
Oh, we're still angry. We are still angry. Okay. But it's a little different, though. With ABC, I knew I was angry. Like, I knew I was angry at this person. With this song, I didn't know I was angry. Like, I genuinely didn't know that I was mad at this person because I never knew what it was like to be mad at them. Because the song's called You're Just Horny. And it's basically about a friendship that I had. And, you know, it's hard to decipher, I think, platonic, romantic, and like sexual relationships and feelings towards people, especially like I'm in a weird age where I'm like 17. I'm about to turn 18 in 6 months, so then I'll be a legal adult. But also like when I'm 18, of course, I'll be like, yeah, I'm an adult. I'm such an adult. Then when I'm 30, I'll be like, I was a child, you know? And so it's like becoming like this independent human being who like makes decisions for themselves and like has all these feelings towards friends. And at times like the lines can get blurry because I've left relationships before wishing that I just would have been their friend. Like I wish I was like, oh, this would have been so much better if we were just friends. And then there's times the friendships I'm like, this, they treat me so well. They were so nice to me. Like, why did I never go in a romantic way in my brain when they're so nice to me? You know, like those things. And you can really like hurt your own feelings, and you can also like really hurt other people's feelings at the same time. And so it's kind of talking a bit about that, and specifically towards a specific person.
And I think it's amazing that you are the age you are talking about these things, because people your age are going through these things. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's been enough people talking about those subjects in the mainstream eye, like in the past, you know?
Yeah. I mean, also because like there's a difference between hooking up with a friend and like a friends with benefit. Like it's one thing when you have like this thing and you know you're not going to get, like, especially if it's like a new person you meet and like you know you're not going to get into specific, like you're not going to get personal or you're not going to like go there. But then when you have a friendship and you already have things that have built up and you have years, for me specifically it was like years of knowing this person, that like that's confusing to know how to handle that and like know what to do. And I was really like hurt, and because I like knew him for so long, I literally didn't know what it was like to be mad at him. And so it took me a second to actually realize it, which might sound stupid to people, like how could you not know you're angry? But like I genuinely didn't. I thought I was heartbroken. I knew I was sad. Like I knew he like broke my heart in a way that like a friend could do that, which I think sometimes can be like worse than like a relationship. Because even in relationships, like when you're dating somebody, you know you can break up. Like, you know this person like has the ability to break your heart. But when it's like a friend, you don't think they're ever gonna like do that, you know? And then when they do it, it's so just like devastating. And so it's like definitely still in the angry lane, but like the reason why I'm angry is a little different.
We love your honesty. We love your vulnerability. We love the song. We can't wait for the next one. I want to leave you with this. My sister claims that you copied her artwork. She jammed her finger in a door in 2018 and sliced the top of her finger off.
Oh, my similar. God. Ooh.
And I'll leave you with that. God.
You know that the x-ray was my actual middle finger? Like, I actually, like, broke it and shit? Yeah. That was skin on. Disgusting.
I'll leave you with that. Gail, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm glad you had lunch before the interview and not after. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate
Have a great day.
You as well.